Counting Atka mackerel became really important, Suzanne McDermott says, when Steller sea lions were declared endangered in 1997.
We learned that Atka mackerel are their main food item. So that's when we really started looking at that fish with relationship to Steller sea lion.
As a National Marine Fisheries Service biologist, McDermott knows the mammals face competition for their food from commercial fishermen. Last year, Alaska fishermen caught and kept 55,000 metric tons of Atka mackerel and discarded another 532 tons as bycatch. This summer, McDermott and her colleague David Bryan traversed the Aleutian chain to answer a big question. Are there enough fish to support both endangered Steller sea lions and commercial fishermen?
The interest for us is to understand how much Atka mackerel is available to sea lions and how much Atka mackerel is available to the fishery to make sure that sea lions get enough prey, especially in areas where they're declining.
But counting the fish is difficult. Traditionally, fish abundance is measured by trawl net, but McDermott says trawl nets are useless in the near shore waters of sea lion rookeries. So the scientists built a camera. It hangs underwater, close to the seafloor, and live streams mackerel footage through armored cables up to their research vessel. Unlike a trawl net, it can navigate around rocks, crags, and coral. Plus, the camera's stereoscopic side-by-side lenses mean that they can measure the length of each fish without catching it. Brian says that's invaluable.
With the length, we can estimate their age. We can also estimate their weight, and that's helpful because we can then estimate biomass, which then kind of ties back into food sources for sea lions.
McDermott has been studying Atka mackerel for 20 years, but says the camera gives her a new perspective.
You start to relate to fish more as beings with a brain, whereas when they come up in a trawl, all you see is that particular fish in a net. You don't understand where it lived and how it moved.
The camera gives them new understanding into fish behavior. For example, McDermott thinks sea lions rely on mackerel because the fish guard their eggs, making them a dependable meal. These insights help the scientists build a more complete understanding of a resource that's key to both sea lions and fishermen. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.